This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
North Carolina, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Yeah, good afternoon, AJ. Welcome. Just real quick, I know I'm the tail gunner here. Been listening to you for a long time, and I'm very much thankful for your historical understanding and your near-perfect photographic memory that I've observed over the years. I remember about 15 years ago, you kind of buffooning anybody that still thought that voting was going to accomplish anything. It's like the opiate of the masses. And I would just say that my question to you as a historian, from a historical perspective, can you name me one time in human history where communism, which is a political manifestation of Satanism, or tyranny, or a tyrant, was voted out of office? When was communism ever voted out of power?
Not once communism gets fully in, it's never voted out of power. Either collapses or is overthrown, but I don't think we're fully into it yet, but we are rapidly approaching that point.
So people keep saying if we resist physically, then we give them the excuse to bring the hammer down. Well, if you don't think they're already bringing the hammer down, then you're ignorant. You're blind.
Okay, well, I mean, here's the deal. Who directs these military operations? I mean,
don't need anybody to direct anything. People just need to do what was within their sphere of influence and power and ability to do. Interrupt their supply chains like they're doing ours.
Well, it seems like they're pushing to get us into that. I mean, I showed this person earlier, Tara VTW, saying they're going to go out and shoot people if they don't let them in bathrooms with kids. I mean, they want to go ahead and just start it now. They seem to really want it. I mean, I think they're politically, culturally losing.
Didn't they shoot a congressman playing baseball? I mean, they've already started it. Are they already taking people's kids?
No, I think they're taking kids to put them in camps and sterilize them at age 5 is the line of sand.
That was just it. I just wanted to ask a question. And God bless you, man, and your crew. And listen, Satan's always been the god of this world. That's what the scripture says. He hasn't recently been given the power. Remember when Jesus was fasting? Satan said to him, if you'll bow down and worship me, I've been given all the authority to give you all the kingdoms of the world. Jesus didn't rebuke him for making that claim. He didn't dispute the claim. It's always been his.
I hear you, and I appreciate your call. Let me show this headline. This is old post, but it just now struck me that it vindicates like 5 of Alex Jones' most wild-sounding beliefs. Transgender people in Italy are cooking plastic bags, I looked it up, it's true, to extract the estrogen chemicals as part of their HRT pills when they ran out. That's what they've done to us, folks. And these people love it. Let's go to Stephanie in Florida. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. How are you today? Thanks for taking my call. I have an idea for a fundraising for InfoWars. My husband, they killed in the hospital. He didn't take the shot, but they killed him. And other people have been killed and through the shot and just this whole war against humanity. And InfoWars is the tip of the spear. Why don't we make a memorial wall on InfoWars? And we give funding and put the names of everyone who has given their lives during this time of this war against humanity, and I think people.
Well, that's a great idea. Buy a piece of property in a prominent place and put a memorial wall for those killed by the COVID attack and the COVID shots.
Exactly. And he was your birthday mate, and he loved you. And I just think it's important that we don't forget those people. Thank you, Alex.
I'm sorry to hear what happened to your husband.
Thank you so much, and keep up the good work.
Thank you. Look, I'm sorry to Daryl, Jerry, and Justin. But guys, remind me tomorrow. We'll take calls again tomorrow. Get their name and number if they want to be on it. When you take calls tomorrow, call them first. I tried my best. We got to a lot of calls, not as many as I wanted to. I apologize for the callers that held. But we'll go to the front of the line tomorrow. The next time we take calls, we'll call you. Drew Hernandez is always loaded for bear. Can't wait to hear what he has to say in the next 55 minutes. And then, of course, Owen Schroer in the War Room, 3 p.m. Central. That is in 56 minutes from now. We're only here because of you. We appreciate you. And prophecies being fulfilled. We're living a crazy time. But remember, God is in control. God has given the devil a short time to test us, and then we win. But the test is about us staying strong during this period. So thank you all. But think about Washington State, where they pass the law to take little kids from their parents and sterilize them. For me, that's the line in the sand. Put them, quote, in camps. All right, Drew Hernandez takes over. They decided to not perp walking, not put him in handcuffs, not do a mugshot, because they knew that that would help Trump. Didn't they know this would backfire? We were waiting for the mugshot. We learned today they wouldn't have it, so we've made our own. And it says political prisoner with an image of President Trump. The shirt is being printed now in Texas. It'll be shipping out to you in 1 week. Political prisoner with Trump on the front there in a mugshot jail background. It's a fundraiser shirt. It says Infowars.com on the back of the shirt. We also have Alex Jones for president. No, I'm not running for president. It's a really nice navy blue, high quality shirt. Red, white, and blue. Alex Jones for president. 2024. It's a fun conversational piece and a limited edition shirt. Great way to fund the operation. So get your Alex Jones for president and Trump mugshot shirts at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. We're now live in the fourth hour. Thursday, April 20th, 2023, and the informative investigative journalist, syndicated talk show host, and frontline reporter, Drew Hernandez, takes over. Check out his site, DrewHLive.com. That's DrewHLive.com, now live on the front lines of the InfoWar.
Thank you very much, Alex Jones. Thank you, everyone, to all the InfoWarriors and the thought criminals out there. And shout out to everyone, all the based individuals that are in the Getter Chat, Rumble Live, all the Info Warriors watching worldwide on radio as well. You know, let's just get straight into this, man. You know, Alex covering this story of this Washington bill that are barring parents from intervening on child gender transitions. Okay, see, this is like out in the open at this point. Okay, this is not like, you know, trying to give an opinion. This is not trying to speculate that maybe they're going down this route. Maybe they actually do want to separate children from their parents. Maybe it's just a far right wing conspiracy, or it's just like a far right wing, you know, talking point to get, you know, people all amplified and fear mongered and afraid of the trans people because the trans people need to be accepted in society. This is out in the open. Okay. This is about as clear as it could possibly get for humanity. All right. Doesn't matter what color you are. It doesn't matter at all, because this LGBTQ woke alphabet disgusting mafia, these pedophiles that are going after your children, what's happening with this Washington bill is out in the open. Barring parents from intervening on child gender transitions? Of course they are, because these people want your children and they want to mutilate their genitals, whether there's parental consent or not. Now you sit here and you ask yourself, how the hell does society get to a place where parental consent gets rendered void and useless? Well, when you create little safe spaces and you create little protected classes and you coddle people and you don't tell people the truth and you don't push back and you speak out against the mental instability and the evil that's actually taking place in society, when you switch asylums, okay, when you switch attendees that belong in asylums and put them in positions of power. You put them in the Senate. You put them in local government, in the federal government. You put them in culture. You put them in Hollywood. You prop them up in Disney. You prop them up in the music industry, in so-called education, in universities. You give them positions of power and influence. That is how you get to this place. Where not only do we have transurrectionists, we have trans terrorists, and like I always say on the show, guys, trans people are not real. The mental illness, it's a mental instability, a figment of their imagination. No matter how nice they claim to be, doesn't matter. These people have lost their minds. Now, let me ask you a very basic fundamental question. In a free and, let's use their words, right? A democracy where everybody has a say in anything and everyone just can pretty much just have an opinion when they want. No, those are just buzzwords that they use to mobilize the useful idiots to actually believe they live in a society where they can participate. But if you come out and the federal government is now going to come out and they come out and say, listen, if your child wants to have their penis chopped off as a little boy, then you as the parent cannot get in the way. You want to know why? Because that's transphobic and that's child abuse. Of course they're going to do this in Washington. Of course they're going to push these bills, because why wouldn't they? Because not only do they make a buck, because this has been uncovered, that they get forever patience with these children. I mean, you talk to very prominent detransitioners like Chloe Cole and others that come out and say, my body is affected for the rest of my life. I have to get physical health care forever. It's never going to go away. It's damaged me forever. I could never have a normal life. I can never have a normal, you know, life as a wife if I want to procreate, if they're biological females, or vice versa as males. They're forever patients. That's exactly what COVID was about as well. Not only killing people, but creating forever patients so that the vaccine industries make billions of dollars, while at the same time, these New World Order proxy hospitals, so-called hospitals, they receive tens of thousands of dollars, possibly millions as well, because they receive forever patients. The more sick that they can engineer, the more demented that they can engineer, the more money that these pharmaceutical companies and these so-called hospitals get to make on a daily basis. It's a quite lucrative business model. And we know that the so-called trans agenda, which is just another New World Order Antichrist agenda to twist and pervert the design that God has instituted and engineered for humanity to function for as long as they possibly can until Christ returns. That New World Order agenda of confusing basic biology, inverting basic biology, is coming directly from Satan. Now, why? Because if you get the masses confused and you pervert their minds, you can get them to do their bidding for generations to come. Now, this is where the kids come in. They want to groom the kids and they want to pervert the kids because they want to normalize pedophilia in a society for generations to come for several purposes. I mean, take a look at this agenda from the top down. What do? They murder children in the name of abortion and reproductive rights and my body, my choice and women's health care, right? The word abortion is literally synonymous with mass murder and genocidal murder. They murder children in and outside the womb. They groom children out in the open and they try to normalize pedophilia with minor attracted persons because this is always an attack on kids and innocence. Because the devil comes to what? To steal, kill, and destroy. And of course, if they go after children, they know that they could warp their minds. Not only do they have like a sick and twisted and demented perverse attraction to children, but they also hate them by doing so. That's why they claim that this is what abusers classically do, guys. Abusers classically pretend to be the savior or the protector of the ones that they are targeting to abuse. So these child abusers that you see in so-called positions of power, whether it be in politics or in mainstream culture, in Hollywood, in movies, in Disney, in the music industry, or these psychos like Dylan Mulvaney all over social media, they're all predators. Okay, they're predators that propped themselves up as protectors. They appeal to little kids so they can lure little kids in to get them to think that your parents are not the ones that are going to protect you. Your parents are the ones that are suppressing you. So you know what, little boy? If you want to chop your penis off because you feel like you're actually a little girl or vice versa and your parents stop you, that's oppression and child abuse. So you allow it to happen. You let that doctor get in there and feel you up. You let that doctor get alone with you without parental consent and touch your genitals and chop them up and do God knows what with your genitals and your bodily tissues. You think these people aren't engaged in some sick, twisted, mad scientist, New World Order agendas? Look what they're doing with babies' body parts. Selling them on the black market, selling them out and openly, what they call biological research, scientific research to progress humanity and understand the human body. No, these people are sick and twisted. Who the hell in their right mind would want to study human anatomy by slaughtering and massacring and butchering infants inside and outside of the womb? Makes total sense to me that these pedophiles are out in the open because this is nothing new. This is exactly what the Bible addressed in 1 Corinthians chapter 6. No homosexual or sodomite may inherit the kingdom of God. The word sodomite and homosexual in Greek is catamite. My students understand this. That's a boy prostitute. Starting to sound familiar, ladies and gentlemen. That's what was going on in Corinth. That's what was going on in Rome. Not only did the kings and the emperors have little boy prostitutes, but the wealthy, it was a normal thing to have. It was a mark of wealth for these people to have little children as prostitutes and sex toys and sex slaves. And why? Why? Because the elite had the money and the power to do whatever they want. That is the New World Order. All money, all power, all influence, and all ability to do as thou wilt. They want to be God. They want to be Christ. That is the spirit of the Antichrist. Not just someone that's in opposition towards Christ, his word, and everything that he stands for. An Antichrist is a pseudo-Christ in the Greek. Someone that stands in the place as Christ, functioning as Christ, that wants his position, but is false, phony, a replica, not real, deception. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, Get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
To think that there's people out there that that still believe that Bill Gates is just a nice guy that wants to help people. He's just a nice rich guy that he just wants to help poor people. You know, he's just got a big heart. He's a little guy with a big bank account that's got a big heart, that's got a big heart on for children, okay? Because this guy's organization, all right, this is out in the open. Listen, guys, all right, enough with the whole, it's conspiratorial. Be nice to Bill Gates, okay? Be nice to the guy. He's just trying to help people, all right? He's funding organizations to pump vaccines into the third world to just, you know, use them as experiments because that's going to help everybody else in the future. Stop it. Enough with that garbage already. Wake the hell up, dude. Here are some clear open stories. If you have not seen this, I would be shocked, but we're going to talk about it because this is the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show with Drew Hernandez. Bill Gates funds millions to NGO claiming kids born sexual. All right? This is insane. 10-year-olds should learn about commercial sex work. The sex ed said kids under 10 should learn as you grow up. You might start to be interested in people with diverse gender identities. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation donates millions annually to a non-governmental organization which claims that children are born sexual and should learn about commercial sex work, that's a direct quote, under 10 years of age. The International Planned Parenthood Federation, a separate entity from the U.S. nonprofit, wields significant influence on global sex education. The NGO comprises 120 independent organizations in over 146 countries and has received, including in European Network, over $80 million from Bill Gates and his foundation. Other significant donors include, you guessed it, the World Health Organization. All these pedophiles in unison and groomers in unison that claim to want to save the world and save the next generation and make sure that we capture the minds of the next generation stakeholders for the New World Order to come. Yeah, they're going to groom their minds. Little kids under the age of 10. You guys want to hear a quote from this NGO so-called toolkit? Listen to this disgusting garbage from these people. This is what they're teaching children and their so-called educators and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation is funding to groom children out in the open with. This is what the toolkit says. You can have different types of relationships with other individuals, little kid, including friendships, love relationships, and intimate relationships. Your culture may dictate the way you can interact with others. Oh yeah, so if American culture loses its mind and says that it's totally okay to add that P to the LGBTQ, pedophiles a sexual identity, and grooming is totally normal, and your parents don't have a say about it, that's American culture, and that's liberal and accepted and tolerated, and if you don't, you're homophobic, evil, and wicked, and white supremacist, Adolf Hitler, whatever you name it. That's acceptable, little kid. All right? If your culture says pedophilia is totally cool and normal, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation funds this message. They approve this message. This is so insane. It goes on to say, relationships aren't just about having a boyfriend or girlfriend, little kid under the age of 10. Throughout your life, you will have different kinds of relationships with your schoolmates and later in life, your work colleagues. See how they kind of tie little normalism in there. Okay, okay, keep reading. You should never be forced to be in an emotional or intimate relationship with another person. They try to make it sound normal. Okay, yes. No kid should ever be forced into some kind of relationship that's intimate. Yes, we understand that. We get that. Children should be aware that you should never be forced to do anything against your will. But look where the dark turn takes in this so-called toolkit. It goes on to say, some relationships, little kid under the age of 10, may involve sexual activity. Sexual activity should always be mediated by consent. This means that each individual agrees, free from any pressure, to engage in intimate relationships. And then it ends with this. Sexual activity, little kid under the age of 10, may be part of different types of relationships, including dating, marriage, or commercial sex work, little kid under the age of 10, says the Bill and Melinda Gates funded organization. And among others, little kid, sexual activity may be part of different types of relationships, including commercial sex work and among others. What the hell does that mean, Bill and Melinda Gates? What does among others mean? Does that mean bestiality? Does that mean open pedophilia with adults? They never specify any age ranges other than those under the age of 10. Why? Because these people are pedophiles, they're groomers, they're disgusting, it's fully funded with tens of millions of dollars because they want to rape children. Is that easy? Is that simple to understand? That these people want to normalize. They want to normalize adults having the right to be able to choose who they want to have sex with. Especially a little kid, right? Especially a little kid. You see, but that's how the pedophiles are going to do it. Because what they say here is it also says, despite the fact that the IPPF defined a child as under the age of 18, per the UN's Convention of the Rights of a Child, the toolkit excluded weighing on the approximate age of a child's ability to consent with an adult. This is how they do it. Let me tell you how to do it, okay? This is how they do it. All right? You guys listening? This is how they do it. The New World Order is going to normalize pedophilia by saying this. If the child wants to have sex with an adult, in the name of liberalism and bodily autonomy, who are you, even if you are a parent, to tell that child who they can or cannot have sex with? Because love and pride and LGBTQ and care and tolerance and equality. They're going to pin it on the child. And they're already doing it in Washington. No parental consent. If the child wants to chop their penis off, you get the hell out of the way, mom and dad. And that's coming with the pedophiles. That P is coming. The LGBTQ P is coming. That's why they're trying to normalize the minor attracted persons. They will make pedophilia an official sexual identity orientation or whatever the hell they call it these days. They've already been trying to do it in their TED Talks, trying to say minor attracted persons are not evil people. They're just misunderstood. You shouldn't villainize or demonize pedophiles. They're just nice people with some twisted understanding. No. Pedophiles deserve legally and lawfully the death penalty immediately. According to the law. You see, but that's how they're going to normalize pedophilia. They're going to pin it on the child. The child has the choice. The child has the choice if they want to have sex. No, that's statutory rape for anyone that doesn't understand that. A child's mind is so innocent and fragile. Doesn't understand. Have a full-blown sexual relationship with an adult. And how old does that go? They don't specify ages. Yeah, because this is the agenda of the New World Order. Literally normalize pedophilia so these pedophiles can come out of their dark holes and caves and come out in the open and have their children and rape and molest them out in the open. And it'll be totally normalized because these woke losers will just allow it. We'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, this book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, is a historic book that documents the globalists, in their own words, plan for our future that is a hellish future. Now, you'll be always, while they still allow books, I guess, they're starting to ban them, be able to get an unsigned copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World at bookstores, Amazon, or InfoWarsStore.com. But you will never be able to get another signed copy of the book after the signed copies we got run out, and there's about 1,000 left of them right now. So get your copy of The Great Reset and The War for the World, a signed copy at InfoWarsWar.com. And there is a markup there because this is a fundraiser to keep us on the air. So you won't just have this historic memento and this powerful book. You'll also know that you help keep InfoWars on the air. I want to thank those of you that have gotten signed copies of the book or unsigned copies. But I want to encourage all of you who haven't yet to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a signed copy and buy a couple of unsigned copies and donate them to the library or give them to the local school. This is an InfoWar. I'm counting on you, and thank you for your support.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You gotta ask yourself, when does this stuff end? Are we really being tolerant? Because if you're a Christian, truth-seeking, based individual, you're not called to tolerate evil. You're not called to tolerate pedophilia. You're not called to tolerate murder when it's happening societally in the masses of your civilization. You're not called to just sit there and say a prayer and hope that it stops. You got to engage politically. You got to engage peacefully. You got to protect your children. And I'm always an advocate for self-defense. I'm always an advocate for self-defense of your children, your family. Not an advocate for violence. But what I will say is you live in a generation where these people believe that your children, your blood, your flesh, your babies that God gave to you. You see, this is the satanic. This is the spirit that's in these people. their father, their devil, believes that your children that God gave to you belong to them. That belong to them. These mentally ill, perverted freaks. These degenerates that believe that children are ours, that we are the ones that are more qualified to care for your child. Isn't it crazy? You know, you get all these like Gen Z, these millennial psychos you see all over Twitter with blue and green hair that are all drugged up, lost their minds, that somehow got a job as a public educator, sitting there lecturing you how to parent your children. Don't you guys just get sick of these people? Like, who the hell are you? Who the hell are you to tell me how to raise my child? All right? Obviously, if you're not abusing your child, you're not sexually assaulting your child, you're not harming your child. There are instances where, yes, children, the voiceless, need a voice when people are being absolute vicious towards children. But it's the opposite with these people. They call good evil and evil good because that's what the Bible said would happen. If people want to sit there and cuck out and live in this little political correct society, we just got to be nice to people. And then through your niceness, they're going to stop raping your kids. All right? Bill Gates is going to stop if you're just nice to him, okay? You just be nice to Bill Gates. Be nice to Klaus Schwab. Speak nicely, Drew. Can you tone it down a little bit, Drew? You're going to push people away, Drew. Can you stop it, Drew? Tone it down. No, I will not tone it down. Not when Bill Gates is funding organizations that are creating little kid prostitutes under the age of 10. No, I will not tone it down when the LGBTQ woke mafia is trying to normalize pedophilia in the society and the generation that I currently am living in. No, I will be a light. I will be a voice. I will be as loud as I possibly can until these people put an end to my life. Because these children are worth it. And I'm not calling for violence. What I'm saying is I will never shut up. I will never tone it down because I'm talking about children getting raped and molested with tens of millions of dollars backing this stuff up. This should break your heart. You know, the heartbreak comes first and then comes the righteous indignation. It's born out of conviction and righteousness and a broken heart to see a society absolutely deteriorated by pedophiles and Satanists. That's too much for you. You're weak. Because we live in a generation where it's time for alpha males and alpha females to engage politically and peacefully and lawfully as much as they possibly can. But what I will say is there needs to be a reinstallation across the entire board. I'll tell you that. What I mean by that is that through their cultural Marxism and the globalist enterprise and the globalist agenda and all of their proxies and organizations like the George Soros funders and Bill Gates funders, they place their people, the crooked DAs, the crooked justices, the crooked lawyers that have literally just subverted law and order in this country. People want to know what they can do. Don't think you have to be like the next famous influencer with a microphone. These people know what they're doing. That is what the cultural phenomenon of subverting and taking over every single channel of society. That's what we have to do with our ideologies, with our ideas, with what we believe. People with big money need to get behind individuals that are coming out and that need to rearrange and change culture. That's how Disney got taken over. That's how all these massive corporations in Hollywood got taken over. Everything you love in the NFL, you name it, the NBA, all these things that have gone full woke. It's because men and women that are cowards, that are not willing to speak out against these pedophiles and these rapists and these disgusting degenerates and just simply tell a generation, no. It's that simple. What are you afraid of? You know? Don't you ever ask yourself that question? What the hell are these people so afraid of getting canceled? What are you, homophobic? You transphobic? That's the real homophobia. Unwilling to tell some homosexual, no, I don't agree with you. unwilling to tell some self-proclaimed transsexual, no, I don't agree with your mental instability. I don't like it. It's not going to be normalized in my society because you're driving society mad. Lost its mind entirely. So of course there's going to be no code of honor, no sense of morality. It's going to be totally depraved. If people tolerate this garbage, it's only going to get worse from here. I mean, take a look at this. A surgery at a clinic allegedly removed the breasts of a 14-year-old girl? A 14-year-old girl? This is Breitbart. A North Carolina surgical clinic has allegedly removed the breasts of girls as young as 14 years old in double mastectomy procedures. 14 years old. Little girls, man, with futures that God had plans for them to be mothers in the future. But no, the New World Order and the Satanists say no, no, no. At 14 years old, before your brain is fully developed and you understand what you're doing because you heard on TikTok from some other blue-haired, green-haired weirdo pedophile that it's a good thing because I grew up so jacked up in the mind, I took all kinds of drugs, and here I am on social media telling you that it's okay to accept your madness and just chop your body apart. Is that who you're going to listen to? You think at 14 years old? I know some teenagers that sit there and they're like, ugh, what a creepy pedophile. Get the hell away from me. But unfortunately, a lot of young people are listening to this garbage. And people wonder, how do you go 1,000, 2,000, 5,000, 10,000% every single day, an hour, 2 hours straight? Because, guys, how could you sit here and watch this stuff? Like, whether I got a camera on, whether I'm on InfoWars, whether I'm hosting my show, Drew Hernandez Live, or Frontlines with Drew Hernandez on Real America's Voice, it is 0 to 1,000 at all times because the devil never sleeps. They never take a break. They never go on vacation. They never let up. They always got a proxy in line to take their place. So me going 1,000 miles an hour and Alex Jones being a little loud every single day is nothing compared to what these people are actively and fully functioning in with their operations. We need more people. We need more people that are seeing this stuff for what it truly is. We need shame to come back, man. So people understand that it will not be tolerated. Here's another one with the post-millennial. Trans-identified woman paraded around naked. This is a dude with mastectomy scars and his so-called surgery down there made from arm flesh on a UK show called Naked Education. A British television show aimed at teaching children all about body positivity recently featured two trans-identified females, dudes, showing off their mastectomy scars and one showing off a surgically created neopenis fashioned from the skin and flesh of the individual's forearm. Oh, yeah, little kid. Yeah, yeah, come watch our show so you can discover and learn what a neopenis is. Yeah, little girl. Yeah, little girl. You want to know what a neopenis is? Come watch our show, little girl. Hey, little boy. Little boy, you want a neopenis? Bill Gates wants you to have a neopenis. Bill Gates wants to show you his neopenis. Yeah, come watch this show. Disgusting.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You want to see this trans freaks neo penis little kid?
Isn't that insane? That last story from before the break, a neo penis. It's just I don't even know. What the hell's a neo penis? Jeez, dude, they just want to redefine everything. It's just like a fake penis, like you know what I mean? Walking around with a fake penis. Oh, look at my neo penis.
Neo penis.
Oh my gosh, dude. Gosh, these people are, it's just perverted, dude. They're perverts. Imagine this guy walking around, you know, alone at night, just pops out. It just pops out. Oh my God. Dude. No pun intended. Just pops out of your children's closet.
Want to see my neo penis, sir?
Gosh, man. How has this been normalized? I don't know, man. Speaking of clown world, man, Dylan Mulvaney, all right? Let's get to Dylan, all right? This article and video has been making its rounds again, especially around, like, Christian circles because of its so-called theological content, because, you know, it's interesting that the LGBTQ, you know, woke Skittle Mafia, you know, these are the same people that say, oh, your Christianity is fascist, it's oppressive, and Christian, you know, neo-fascism is oppressive to my identity. But these are the same, you know, woke perverts that turn around and, like, create their own, like, rainbow churches. You guys know exactly what I'm talking about. They make their own version of Christianity, of Christ, of God, that is custom tailor-made to fit their own degeneracy. And that's exactly what Dylan Mulvaney, I think, is doing in his own mind, because this clip has resurfaced. Dylan Mulvaney touts relationship with God, okay? He said, I don't think he made a mistake with me referring to God. I'm surprised that Dylan actually identified God as a he, which he kind of misgendered God in his own worldview. Obviously, God is a he because he's self-identified as a male. He, the Holy Spirit, he, God, the Son, he, God, the Father. Transgender advocate Dylan Mulvaney is portraying himself as a religious martyr while he tries to blur the nation's recognition that men and women have different needs and preferences. Now, here's a clip that's been resurfacing, and I want you guys to take a look at it. Do we still have the clip, guys? Oh, okay. Yeah, you guys, we'll try and get that clip up, but it's Dylan. Just, it's so crazy, sitting there totally mentally ill, almost like on the verge of crying. I don't think God made a mistake with me. I made a deal with God, and I'm trying to work on my relationship with God, and I hope that, you know, one day I could accept being trans and that it's not a curse. That being trans is not a curse. Here it is, guys. Take a look at this.
If I only could, I'd make a deal with God, not get him to swap our places. Can we pause there? Say something that might make people feel a little bit uncomfortable. I'm trying really hard to maintain a relationship with God, and I don't think that he made a mistake with me. And that maybe one day I will actually be grateful for being trans. That this isn't some curse, but it's just a different path to the same destination.
Listen. Because at the beginning, people that are like weak-minded, that aren't theologically, you know, really grounded in the Bible, you're like, oh my gosh, you know, that person's lost. Obviously, Dylan Mulvaney is lost. But where the doctrines of demons come in is where you can clearly see an individual like this creating a God in their own likeness, creating a version of Jesus and creating a God, a transgender God that is customized to fit their own degeneracy. That justifies their own mental instability and justifies their own immorality. That's what an idol is. That's what a false deity is. That's what a false God literally is. So these people will take God, they'll take concepts of Christianity, and they'll tie it with emotionalism to get you to feel sorry for them. And then if you don't listen carefully, you think that God is going to turn back on his biological order? For all my theologians out there, and those that actually understand the scriptures, you think that God is going to turn his back on his biological order because he's going to cater to your feelings? Absolutely not. Let God be true and every man a liar, whether the truth hurts your feelings or not. Does that mean that God does not sympathize with your weaknesses? Absolutely. But you are still responsible as a human being that is fallen. And by the way, sin itself is a curse. So we are all under the curse of sin, and that is why Jesus Christ died on the cross to free us from the curse of sin by his free payment and atonement on that cross. We need to repent, submit ourselves, and humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God. So does Dylan Mulvaney as well. But in their emotionalism, they create their own false weak God, their cucked out God, that's not even real, that is customizable to their own immorality and degeneracy and mental instability. That's what you're seeing in that clip. Don't fall for stuff like this. And don't think that you're being insensitive because you're calling it out directly. Because the truth still stands. And truth must be addressed in situations like this. Because if you really cared for somebody's soul like that, you would be saying the things that I am saying right now. You wouldn't want them to form some kind of false God, which the Apostle Paul said people would do. There's false Christs out there. There's all kinds of Christs out there that people are creating in their own image, that are creating customizable to what they think is right, to what they think is true, aside from what the real Christ of the Bible said himself. His word, all New Testament, his word is who he is. Christ speaks for himself. We cannot define who he is. He has defined who he is. We just regurgitate and we translate the message. We transmit the message. And that is why people shoot the messengers. And that is why Christ said, they hated me, they're going to hate you more. And they're going to hate you a lot because of me. Okay? And for all my base Christians out there, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Persecution is nothing new. It's to be expected. But on the note of false gods and false Christs, remember, Christ said in Matthew chapter 24, when his disciples clearly and openly asked him, what are some of the things that are going to happen during the end of the world, during the end of the age? And one of the main things he said is that false Christs are going to appear. They're going to appear to be him. They're going to appear with false messages. They're going to appear with followings. They're going to be able to do mass wonders, mass miracles, all empowered by Satan, all empowered by Lucifer. This is in the book of 1st and 2nd Thessalonians. I mean, Elon Musk is already coming out in warning of an AI God. I mean, I'm just speculating in the book of Revelation when you see the image that the false prophet and the Antichrist put up. It's an image that speaks. It's animated. It speaks to all of humanity. It translates the message. It communicates the message to all the people. The mark of the beast comes. It regulates all people on planet Earth like in the blink of an eye. They just somehow have the intelligence to know who's on board worshiping the Antichrist or not with the mark in the right hand or the forehand. And you have no access into the economy if you don't get it. Or they'll just come and slice your head off. I personally think that it's possible. It's possible. I cannot add to God's word, but I think it's possible that AI might play some kind of part in that. It's pretty interesting that Elon Musk is calling out and warning of an AI God. Theologians have always speculated for thousands, decades. How in the world can planet Earth get to the point where all of humanity is somehow on the same wavelength, where the mark of the beast could be upheld like that, could be regulated successfully worldwide, not just in one geographical location or just one country? How could it be worldwide regulated? Eschatologists, theologians, Bible scholars have always speculated that question, but because of recent technology, that question could maybe be answered soon. And this is the generation that you and I currently live in. That's why even on The View, these woke-tards are coming out and saying that she doesn't know the difference between Christian conservatives and the Taliban. Do we have that clip, guys? This is what they're saying on The View. It's always an attack on Christianity, relating Christianity to the Taliban. Take a look at this clip if we have it.
This before, and I'm going to get in trouble, but I have said this before, and it's been in print. I don't know what the difference between our Christian right and the Taliban
and there
is.
There she was.
I have no idea what the difference is.
You're not the only person
telling
who said that.
That she doesn't know the difference.
I don't know what the difference
between Christian conservatives
and... What's happening in this country right now in the name of religion is so dangerous.
Yep. That's what they say, that they don't know the difference between Christian conservatives and the Taliban. Like Christians are running around chopping people's heads off. You know, the only ones that are like chopping body parts off are the LGBTQ woke mob. All right. They're the only ones that are doing this. And by the way, you want to put a stop to this peacefully and lawfully? I'm going to be in Texas this weekend, Houston, Texas. For the Keep Texas Free Summit. I want to see every single one of you guys out there. I will be there live. It's this Saturday, April 22nd, 2023 in Houston, Texas. You guys can go to the link in my bio on my Twitter at Drew H Live to find all my shows. Drew Hernandez Live and Frontlines with Drew Hernandez. I want to see every single one of you guys out there this weekend. Make sure to come say what's up on one of my shows. You guys can find all of those links in my bio on Twitter.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.